Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Dr. John Diamond. This is the show America Unhinged, where we are fervently patriotic and unapologetically Christian. We have a great show for you today. Our good friend Clay Parker, who guest hosts every now and again for me here, part of Coach Dave Dobemeyer's Salt and Light Brigade, will be with us, joining us here in the first segment. And then Scott Sclera, with our amazing Grace, will be on giving us a nice little briefing for part two. But please visit me at AmericaUnhingedRadio.com. I just spoke out in Harrisburg over the weekend, didn't get back till late last night, talking about imprecatory prayer, talking about the founding of this nation, and talking about my book there, An Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice. This really is the only way we're going to get victory, because the forces that we're waging against, we really have no power in and of ourselves to do. So unless we appeal to heaven, unless we call Almighty God in for some divine justice, we're going to be in trouble. So we'll be right back after this break.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer? Is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.
Freedom of speech is a basic human right that has been hard-won and granted to all law-abiding Americans. As such, we should not take our freedom of speech and expression for granted. This is more important now than ever before, since world governments and the mainstream media often try to suppress those whose opinions differ from the so-called official narrative. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we are dedicated to fighting for every American's right to speak their mind without the fear of censorship or suppression. That's why every purchase you make at BrighteonStore.com supports our pro-liberty video sharing platform, Brighteon.com, so we can keep bringing you all the latest unrestricted videos mainstream media doesn't want you to see. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Welcome back to America Unhinged. My name is Dr. John Diamond. Again, visit me at AmericaUnhingedRadio.com. Please download that free ebook, An Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice. Great educational tool on the founding of this nation, and a whole lot of theological truth in there also. So I do want to remind you, Dr. Alan Keyes is available for speaking engagements as he finalizes his new book. And you can reach out there at imtv.us. And then please sign the Acts 5:29 document. I look to get Stephen Mannion back on there since the first time that we had him on, to see if he can give us an update of where that stands and the effect that that statement is having. So go to Acts 5:29.com and sign that statement. And then also I do want to remind you, Coach Dave Dobemeyer is having a medical and legal truth event down in the Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky area next March 24th and 25th. So it's coming up pretty soon. A lot of great speakers, Sherry Tenpenny, Tom Renz, Carrie Madej, Resistance Chicks. Of course, Coach Dave will be there. So if you're anywhere near that area, please get out there and support their efforts. Let me just read my one little scripture verse for today. pretty much says everything that's been going on in the last couple years that, for whatever reason, especially the Christian church has been pretty naive about. Matthew 24:24 says this: "For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect." So when you study scripture, one of the things that you know about the end of the church age, it's going to be mass deception. Mass deception. I mean, so much that it said it would fool even the elect if that was possible. And this is exactly what I've been seeing for the last couple of years. Mass deception, and the church is acting no different than anybody else. And they're falling for absolutely everything else that the world is falling for. This whole COVID nonsense, when it started, you know, everybody that had any discernment and understood what was going on understood we were being played, right? It wasn't until 2 years later that some people even woke up to that fact. And then the George Floyd murder, which was staged. I was a first responder. I watched that video. I'm like, this whole thing is staged. But no, I get all these emails from all these Christian organizations about, oh, no, this is horrible. We shouldn't do this. Give money to Black Lives Matter, right? An atheistic, communistic front, you know, that wants you dead. And here you are supporting them and, you know, giving them money. All right. And then comes January 6th. And again, as a military veteran that was trained during the Cold War, I understand insurrections. I understand false flags. I understand controlled opposition as far as media is concerned. And I watched everything that came across the TV the next morning and realized, yeah, you're being played again. But here's all these Christian organizations. Oh, even though these were many of our people, we don't do this. This is not how Christians act. All right. And I'm like, y'all are being played all over again, right? So we've reported on this several times on this show. We've had Coach Dave on talking about it. He was there. And then our good friend Clay Parker was there. So I want to welcome Clay back to the program. How are we doing this morning, Clay?
I'm doing good, Brother John. Glad to be back. And yes, I was there with Coach Dave on January the 6th.
Good. And we've been telling people forever and a day that this thing was pretty much peaceful. We've showed footage where, you know, truckloads of Antifa getting out of their vans and going up there dressed in Trump hats. So the quote unquote insurrectionists were Antifa. This was all a false flag. This was no different than the Nazis did when they burned the Reichstag building and then turned around and blamed all their political opponents and blamed the Jews, used that as justification for putting them all in jail. I guess one of the problems that they had here was there was millions of people there. So they all went back to their community and they're like, no, that wasn't us. Right. So tell us, is that what you saw?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt. We actually, on the way into D.C., saw some buses being escorted into D.C. By some police. Now, there's no way I can tell you who was on those buses, but several busloads of people were being bused in with escorts. So I'm figuring that was probably the Antifa that was going to be dressed up as MAGA supporters, but that's just my speculation.
Yeah, and I know a lot of you guys have gotten visit. Mostly, I think everybody that was there got visits from the FBI and wanted to know everybody's involvement on that. I know Coach was part of that. Now, we got a good friend there, Bill Dunphy, who not only got visited, that got charged. Is that what I understand to be true?
Yes, he's in the court system right now. All this is playing out. He is being charged with, he's been charged with two felonies, one being for obstructing official government business, the other being causing civil disorder. And he's got five misdemeanor charges that he's facing. So that's two felonies, five misdemeanors. So if he's convicted, he's looking at years in prison.
Get him and all the January 6th people that are presently locked up. I understand he's out. He's not one of the ones that are in the gulag. We need to get them all copies of the Appeal to Heaven book because they certainly have a court case before in the throne of heaven. And Almighty God rules in their favor. It doesn't matter what this corrupt puppet government does. But I sent the producer over just a 2-minute video of Bill Dunphy and everything that really went on there. So if the producer can go ahead and run that Bill Dunphy video for me, please.
listen. Please listen. I have talked to this gentleman right here. Sir, are you going to try for me?
Listen up, folks. You can't do anything in chaos. You understand this is your house? You have a job to do as well. Everybody get under control. We're pushing up to our leadership, see what we can do about getting you upstairs.
The one police officer right here. He is going to talk. He is talking to his leadership. What we're requesting is allow us to the steps. Allow us to the steps.
Yes.
Get us to the steps. For the purpose that we don't want violence, we don't want harm, we don't want destruction. And we don't want you going to jail if you don't have to.
We go to the steps?
Yeah. He's going to talk and try to get us to the steps. Sir, get us to the steps. Get us to the steps.
Please lead us to the steps.
Lead us.
Let our voice get heard.
Lead us.
Let our voices get heard.
Please get the ladies.
He is working on it. All right? Now, when we go,
They're going to let us in.
They just said, I wouldn't have to spill it.
They're going to let us in and go up on close to the steps.
He said they went to the head cop. The state was going to go talk to us.
Pastor Bill, thank you.
He said, let us go to the steps. He said, I will go ask and see if these people can come to the steps. So he said, let it play out. They might let us go to the steps. Is this on? Hey, everybody, can you hear me? All right, listen up.
Ellie, I got on the bullhorn. I need a louder.
Sir, these cops out here.
Pastor Bill asked him, he said, can we go to the steps? The officer said he was going to talk to the head guy in charge of security.
And say, pretty please.
They're going to ask and see if we can come to the steps. So he's going to let that play out.
Sir, are you getting us an answer?
Yeah, they open the other way, yeah. Cop is very nice, considering the position he's in.
This way they're pushing him.
I don't know about anybody watching this, but how incredibly calm the officer is beside me is truly impressive.
Let me go that way. I just want to go that way.
Yep, go ahead. Still push. What a nice cop. Whoever this guy is right here, what a nice guy. All right, guys, you are at the Capitol door.
Hey, God bless you. Hey, God bless you, sir.
So we see, and we've talked about this, Clay, and this is why we have alternative media. There are hundreds of thousands of hours of videotape, not only Capitol, you know, the stuff that's recorded by the government itself, but by, you know, people like us that were there. And of course, I wasn't there, but all they are showing is what they want you to see. They basically have, the cameras following Antifa around so they can just show the most violent and most extreme of the people, you know, breaking things and destroying things. And when 99.9% of what was going on there was not that. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, it was extremely, extremely peaceful. All day, it was extremely peaceful, all the way up until sometime in the afternoon. When something started, at least from my viewpoint, it started somewhere towards the middle of the Capitol. And it wasn't over on the northwest corner where we were located. It was a park-like setting where we were located at. There were families with children, people walking their dogs. It was very nice and peaceful from what we witnessed until we saw what looked like fake MAGA supporters start showing up onto the scene. Now, yeah, Bill Dunphy right there, it's hard to see how he could be charged with causing civil disorder when he's requesting to go to the steps.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is what they do. They just charge you, they make your life difficult, and then, you know, even if they drop it later on, you've already went through whatever, 2 years of hell, and legal fees and everything else. This is how they weaponize government, right? And I mean, nobody's bringing up the summer before when Antifa and Black Lives Matter basically took over an entire six-city block. And you want to talk about an insurrection. Why is nobody talking about Seattle? Why is nobody talking? And they took over a police station. I mean, you're comparing apples and oranges. This is not even comparable what the left did compared to what our side did. But they control the media, which means they control the narrative. And the American people, and especially Christians, are so unbelievably gullible that they believe whatever they're told. And it, I mean, even though you're warned ahead of time, the end times deception is going to be so great, you know, to deceive even the elect. They don't question anything. They don't question COVID. They don't question George Floyd. They don't question the January 6th. Well, the problem that we have, and we're going to show a video here in a minute, the problem that we have in this country, or maybe even one of the good things, is there's a Freedom of Information Act. And all of those videotapes from the Capitol are ours. They belong to us. And they have to be released by the government. Well, many people have been suing the government. Many people have been suing to get access to all of those videos. And now they have to get control of it. So all of you who out there who think Tucker Carlson and Fox News is your friend, you're being duped. Because they knew the information was being released. They knew it was coming out. They have to leak it to Tucker Carlson first so that they can control the narrative, so they can keep you turning in to Fox. So as long as they've got you divided between Fox and CNN, they control you. And that's exactly what all this fake Tucker Carlson, I mean, he's as phony as anybody else. And the sad thing is, it's far worse, because it's better to just be a flat-out liar than act like you're on our side and being deceiving people. And this guy's as evil as the day is long. So now that everything's getting ready to be released, they've got to get out in front of it. They got to control the narrative. So let's go ahead and just play real quick what the recent Tucker Carlson video here that's on YouTube.
These are the pictures you've seen of January 6th. They're familiar because they've been playing on a loop on every media outlet in America for the last 2 years. There's a reason for that. But it turns out there's quite a bit of video you haven't seen. And that video tells a very different story about what happened on January 6th. More than 40,000 hours of surveillance footage from in and around the Capitol have been withheld from the public. And once you see the video, you'll understand why. Taken as a whole, the video record does not support the claim that January 6th was an insurrection. In fact, it demolishes that claim. And that's exactly why the Democratic Party and its allies in the media prevented you from seeing it. By controlling the images you were allowed to view from January 6th, they controlled how the public understood that day. They could lie about what happened, and you would never know the difference. Those lies had a purpose. They created a pretext for a federal crackdown on opponents of the Uniparty in Washington.
Our office wanted to ensure that there was shock and awe, that we could charge as many people as possible.
The first thing you notice from viewing the full video record of January 6th is just how many people entered the Capitol building that day. Hundreds and hundreds of people, possibly thousands, over the course of about 2 hours. The crowd was enormous. A small percentage of them were hooligans. They committed vandalism. You've seen their pictures again and again. But the overwhelming majority weren't. They were peaceful. They were orderly and meek. These were not insurrectionists. They were sightseers. Footage from inside the Capitol overturns the story you've heard about January 6th. Protesters queue up in neat little lines. They give each other tours outside the speaker's office. They take cheerful selfies and they smile. They're not destroying the Capitol. They obviously revere the Capitol. They're there because they believe the election was stolen from them. They believe in the system. Here's the man you've heard referred to as the QAnon shaman outside the Senate chamber. These are not rioters. These are people who wandered over from a political rally.
We will not let them silence your voices.
After the rally, they walked down Pennsylvania Avenue, where organizers had secured a federal permit to hold a legal rally on the grounds of the Capitol.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
Once at the Capitol building, things began to get chaotic. Capitol police officers fired tear gas into the crowd. A few at the front of the herd broke windows. Someone opened the doors, and many hundreds of others just walked in.
We're going to make that the story.
Of course, they did make it the story. And at the center of it, the single most famous person arrested that day was a Navy veteran from Arizona called Jacob Chansley, often referred to as the QAnon Shaman.
The so-called QAnon Shaman.
QAnon Shaman.
Someone named Q Shaman.
Jacob Chansley became the face of January 6th, a dangerous conspiracy theorist dressed in outlandish costume who led the violent insurrection to overthrow American democracy. For these crimes, Chansley was sentenced to nearly 4 years in prison, far more time than many violent criminals now receive. What did Jacob Chansley do to receive this punishment? To this day, there is dispute over how Chansley got into the Capitol building. But according to our review of the internal surveillance video, it is very clear what happened once he got inside. Virtually every moment of his time inside the Capitol was caught on tape. The tapes show that Capitol Police never stopped Jacob Chansley. They helped him. They acted as his tour guides. Here's video of Chansley in the Senate chamber. Capitol Police officers take him to multiple entrances and even try to open locked doors for him. We counted at least 9 officers who were within touching distance of unarmed Jacob Chansley. Not one of them even tried to slow him down. Chansley understood that Capitol Police were his allies. Video shows him giving thanks for them in a prayer on the floor of the Senate. Watch.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving the inspiration needed to these police officers to allow us in this building.
Contrast the reality of what Jacob Chansley did in the Capitol building on January 6th, the indisputable facts recorded on video, some of which has never before been seen, with the depiction of Jacob Chansley that you've seen in the media for more than 2 years. He's a terrorist, they said. He should be killed.
Shoot him. Shoot him. Like, if it, you burst into the United States, if he was dressed like bin Laden, would you have shot him?
Shoot him. Shoot him. It makes you wonder, who are the violent extremists here? Not Jacob Chansley. And the video proves that. But you would never have known from the media coverage.
The people sitting in the chairs need to be sitting in a jail cell.
Chansley is in a jail cell. He's been there for months. If he was in fact committing such a grave crime, why didn't the officers who were standing right next to him place him under arrest? Until now, no one could even prove that even happened. But it did.
Subscribe to the Fox News YouTube.
Yeah, well thank Tucker Carlson for investigating that for us, Clay. I mean, 2 years later, here we are, been saying this for years and years and years, and now here rises up. They can't control the narrative anymore, Clay. That's the problem. There were millions of people there with our own cell phone footage. There are millions of people there that had, you know, people that have Antifa jumping out of trucks, you know, they get their cameras to follow them around and show the most horrific type of stuff. I mean, this is the ultimate controlled opposition. And people do not understand Fox is the controlled opposition, do they?
No, they sure don't. And they also are talking about how Trump is backing the J6 prisoners. And it's like, okay, they've been in jail for over 2 years. They've been mistreated. And now that Tucker Carlson is exposing some truth, then all of a sudden Donald Trump is speaking up on behalf of the prisoners. I mean, what are they expecting to do? If he didn't speak up, he wouldn't be any better than Joe Biden.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a whole lot of controlled opposition out there. And I don't think people realize how deep this is. This is information warfare. Right. I mean, this is warring for, and we understand as Christians, we understand that the spiritual war we're involved in is over our mind. The battleground is the mind over what you think and feel and believe. And if they can control what you think, feel and believe, then they can control you. So if you don't have a little bit more discernment on that, then I'm not really sure, you know, what to do. So, Clay, I mean, I appreciate you coming on this morning. I knew you had a lot of good information for us, and I appreciate you sharing that and your firsthand testimony there. I also appreciate you guest hosting for the show. You definitely lighten my burden every now and again. So I appreciate, I know God's called you into this space also. So we're going to do what we can to, you know, to help you and help you get your word out there. Can you tell the people if they'd like to reach out to you there in Tennessee, where they can find you?
Yes, well, I'm with Coach Dave's Dr. Life Aid, and if you'd like to get involved with us, just email me. My email is Tennessee@saltandlightbrigade.org. Tennessee@saltandlightbrigade.org. I appreciate you having me on today, John. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate it. It kind of went hand in hand, which seems what it does with my next guest, who really understands the controlled media. Well, you're talking about it from a political aspect. He'll talk about it, I think, more from a medical aspect. But, Clay, once again, I appreciate you coming on the program this morning.
All right. Thank you, brother, and thank you for getting truth out there today.
Amen. God Amen. Bless. Thank you. All right. Well, we will be right back after this break.
Freedom of speech is a basic human right that has been hard-won and granted to all law-abiding Americans. As such, we should not take our freedom of speech and expression for granted. This is more important now than ever before, since world governments and the mainstream media often try to suppress those whose opinions differ from the so-called official narrative. Here at FridayOnStore.com, we are dedicated to fighting for every American's right to speak their mind without the fear of censorship or suppression. That's why every purchase you make at FridayOnStore.com supports our pro-liberty video sharing platform, Frideon.com, so we can keep bringing you all the latest unrestricted videos mainstream media doesn't want you to see. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrideOnStore.com today.
You got to be watching Bridey on TV. This is so important. We are the news.
So guys, whether you're a content creator or if you're somebody that just wants to get the real truth, the real news, you need to check out Bridey on TV. I'm a guy that's making content all the time, and guess what? YouTube's canceled me, Instagram censored me, and Facebook shadow banned me. And I'm sure you're aware of the censorship taking place. So if you want to get away from that, go to Bridey on TV and check them out. That's where we need to grow in this parallel economy.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Jana Schmidt. I want to encourage you, America, to watch Brighty on TV. It's amazing, and it is a place for truth and freedom. Amen.
At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at BrighteonStore.com.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with a Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build a quiet suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
Welcome back to America Unhinged. We're on segment two now, and we had Clay Parker on, really talking about January 6th, and more than anything, we just wanted to focus on the controlled media, because I've been telling people ever since COVID started, you're being played by COVID, and all the fear and all the lies, to see people walking around absolutely terrified at something that wasn't any worse than the flu. Is just, I mean, it's sad. I don't know if there's a better word for it. It's sad. They're being played, and then they're being played by the whole racial Black Lives Matter, George Floyd thing, and then they're getting played by the January 6th thing. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just my training in the military. I mean, I understand that when the Nazis took over, or even when the Russians, anybody takes over, they try to take over the state media. The communists understood when you can't just take, they learned the hard way, you can't just take over the state media. You also have to take over all media. In other words, you have to control the opposition, all right? And that's what Fox is. Fox is nothing but controlled opposition. They tell you everything that you want to hear, so you'll hang on every word, and they do absolutely nothing to offer any solutions. Matter of fact, they were right on the COVID train. They were on the George Floyd train. They were on the January 6th train. You know, until years later, then they want to act like, oh, well, we've always been on your side. We've always, you know, oh, there's no lab leaks. And I mean, it's insane. It's insane that people just buy this. And I'm hoping after 2 years of this dribble that you'll look back at what they were saying and what they were reporting and look at what they're saying now. They understand they can't pretty much control the media anymore. We have Bridey on. We have Lindell TV. You got a Red Voice, you know, America's Voice. You've got so many new media outlets out there that people are abandoning both Fox, CNN, MSNBC, that the truth is getting out, and they don't know how to control it anymore. So one person that understands that very clearly is our good friend Scott Schlera. He's with OurAmazingGrace.net is where you can find him. Scott, welcome back to the program. So what was your thoughts on segment one there? I know you and I have talked about the controlled opposition, and you sent me a video over there of Mark Levine, and talk to us about, I mean, you're awake now. Talk to us about your perception of the of the controlled opposition, the mainstream media.
Well, I mean, my perspective is as a newly awakened person. So, I mean, I was only awake for about 11 months now. And, you know, my daughter Grace had to give her life to wake me up. And so I want to make sure that I don't do an injustice to the fact that, you know, that had to happen, you know, in God's timing. So, you know, what I did is when I saw Mark Levin's discernment of the lab leak. So this was not this past Sunday, yesterday, but Sunday, the March 5th. I mean, he did a dissertation, explaining that this is a lab leak. I thought, oh my gosh, this is the most blatant example of controlled opposition that I've seen so far. And so I sent over a spiritual discernment illustration that if we put up on the screen, John, we can walk through it, because what I see my responsibility is more than just calling something out, but can we teach people how to do this themselves so that they can learn to discern? So, Hunter, if you could bring up that spiritual battle illustrated that I sent. If you can't, I'll walk it through without. But if you can, that would be great.
Yeah, are you able to get that up there? Okay, it's converting. Give a little, give a little intro first while he's working on it.
So let me give an introduction to it. So, I mean, all truth, the only source of truth is God. Jesus said that he's the way, the truth, and the life. So, I mean, he is the only source of truth. So we have God's word and we have Jesus himself. I mean, so we start with that as the basic premise. So everything else is a false narrative.
Right.
And so we have all kinds of false narratives. And I want to just lay this situation out with the lab leak situation. So when COVID first came out, you know, nobody knew what's going on. And they said, well, it was from a bat in a wet market. And then somebody threw out, well, this was a lab leak. And then we had, okay, Fauci was involved with gain of function, and you know, so that whole narrative was out there. So that's called a dialectic. So that two parameters, the wet market, lab leak. So now they've got us here. So God's way is always outside of these dialectics. So God's way is not to have fear. So Hunter, you can go ahead. I saw that you had it up. Let's just bring it up. So if you look at the red side is Satan, the green side is God. All right. So if you look at the red side, so now we go through these, I'm calling them exoteric dialectics, meaning we can all see them, versus an esoteric dialectic is something that is behind the scenes, spiritual. And, you know, so that's really what I see, which you'll hear me say with the end game. So now you flow this through and you realize, okay, at the end, what's the purpose? The cabal wants us in these these exoteric dialectics because they don't want to let go of power. And what's the end game? If you're in Satan's half of the equation, it always ends in death. Okay, so now let's look at Satan's less evil, or quote, you know, Satan's good in quote side. Okay, so then what happened next is the opposite got presented. And right before the lab leak announcement, David Martin presented the documents that showed that the United States is the one who created all of this. So, I mean, he went through every document. So I've in the email I sent out, John, you saw that I had that link. So you can put that in the show notes if you want. But regardless, okay, is that the truth? I mean, he had all the documents, so you can't dispute that that's the truth. But you see, I still put that on the satanic side, because what happens is, if we are just out there trying to expose evil, so if I'm just exposing the evil in the hospital murder lane, all I am, I'm really a controlled opposition of Satan, because there's no solution. We have to present God's solution, and that's what I see happening more and more and more, is there's a race to present how evil things are, but there's literally no solution. And so what I see happening is that all of this evil gets exposed, and you know, we're all suckers for security and comfort. So as things get worse, the population realizes how evil this is. Our own government is literally killing us, and they've created a system with all the T's crossed and I's dotted so they can legally kill us. So as the population becomes aware of this, okay, we're going to have enough. But then if Satan reinvents himself as an angel of light, which God says he will, Satan doesn't care how he gets souls. He doesn't care if he gets them through the evil that we see with COVID, the evil of hospital murders, like what took Grace out, or if he gets them by duping them with good, but not God's goodness. And so that's why I'm out, you know, I can't scream this from the rooftops enough. So just because we can easily see controlled opposition as Fox News, that should be easy for all of us to spot. And I'm showing this graph so that we can all discern that together. But what about a little bit higher level? When you see truth, so when you see facts, don't just accept those as God's truth, because God's way is above that. So we still have to rely on God. When as I see it, John, as the second beast system, the false prophet system, comes into play, that will dupe the majority of people, because we're going to clamor for security and comfort. Then I do want to drill down something specific so people can understand when I say the T's crossed and I's dotted. But do you have a question on that graph first, John?
No, I think you just made the great point that if you're just chasing things, then you're not ahead of the game. They're ahead of the game. They're always 2-3 steps ahead of the game. We're playing checkers and they're playing chess. And if you teach people to have discernment, if you know ahead of time, I mean, that's how I knew what was going on with COVID. That's how I knew, Black Lives Matter. That's how I knew the election fraud. I mean, I was telling people 6 months before, actually 20 years before, that they were going to use voting machines to steal the elections. I mean, when you understand what you're teaching there, then the next lie that comes out, you're not going to fall for. So I appreciate you bringing that point up.
Well, I would add to that, because for those who are new to this, like me, so John's been in this for a decade, so he's got a skill set that he can see it live. I can't see it live yet. So I got some real good advice from somebody who I had on my podcast, and he said, the best thing you can do when you hear something in the news is let it percolate through for about 3 days. And then get on some alternative media, listen to how people like John have discerned it, and then start shaping, start digging and shaping your opinion. But don't make any reaction from the first news. So, the Ohio train derailment was a really great example of that. And the guest I had on to talk about that really helped me and the audience see that, okay, don't take what you first see and make a judgment. Because there's a hidden agenda. This esoteric agenda is hidden. This is a spiritual war, and it's hidden from us. I don't have the skill set yet. I haven't been in this long enough to discern that level live, but I know there's a spiritual war. I'm positive of that, and I'm positive that when we get facts, so like when David Martin presented the facts, I looked at it, said, these are the facts, he's got the documents, but facts and truth are not the same. That's very important for people to understand. All right, the other document I'd like to show, and then I'll back into it, is the MedCAC charter document. So Hunter, if you could bring that up, I just want to give people a warning relative to what's going on. So I'll talk about that while Hunter brings that up. So what happened on November 23rd, so this past November, the Health and Human Services Secretary implemented death panels. The document's on the screen now. So this is the acronym for the organization that the Health and Human Services Secretary put in place, is MedCAC. So this is the new death panel. If you look at the scroll all the way down to the date, you see that the Health and Human Services Secretary signed this the day before Thanksgiving. No surprise, right? Because the press has already checked out. We don't get any press coverage on this. We discovered this in our research because I've been researching euthanasia, John. And as I've been researching euthanasia, you think, okay, well, they're doing this. I wonder how they're doing this. So this document is literally a smoking gun. And what it is it gives legal authority for ending the life of the elderly and the disabled. So anybody on Medicare and Medicaid, this gives the legal authority to end their life. So it is the smoking gun where Obamacare had the original death panels. Then, the death panels got taken away by Congress. There was everybody's up in arms over that, but it never changed its spots. So a leopard doesn't change its spots. So Obamacare was passed on March 23rd of 2010. And Ezekiel Emanuel, he's the chief architect of Obamacare. And all the way back to 1996, I'm gonna read a quote from him. In 1996, he said, quote, "Services provided to individuals who are irreversibly prevented from being or becoming participating citizens are not basic and should not be guaranteed." So that was codified into Obamacare. There's a provision in Obamacare that says that if a physician does not perform euthanasia or mercy killings, they cannot be discriminated against by the federal government. I have that on Grace's website. I mean, it's like, wow, these are major smoking guns. So in the law, they can euthanize us. They have a literal legal license to kill us. And they crossed every T, dotted every I, and that charter document is implemented unilaterally by the Health and Human Services Secretary. And I want to take that all the way to today now. So how can he possibly do that? Well, this is one of the reasons they've kept the public health emergency going. So the public health emergency for COVID started January 31st of 2020. On January 11th, 2023, just 2 months ago, that same public health emergency was re-upped for another 90 days. It's a 90-day process. And what is happening literally today in hospitals is 1,000 people a day are still being murdered. They get them in, they still are testing for COVID, and then they get them on the same COVID protocols that have been killing people for 3 years. And they're still doing it today. And what happened during COVID is, before COVID, there were 62 million Americans on Medicare and Medicaid. Now there's 100 million. And the excuse that Obamacare used for rationing care is this principle of collectivism that they've got the population to buy into. And so before COVID, 39% of the federal budget went to Medicare and Medicaid, with 62 million Americans on those two programs. Now there's 100 million, and they have the license to kill them all. So I'm shouting this from the rooftops, not to make you fearful. That's not the point here. You never should be fearful. God is the one that takes away fear. And those of you who believe in the Lord know that fear should never guide us, but we also have a responsibility to be prepared. And so what that means, if you're going into hospice, nursing home, or hospital setting, you've got to start with a premise that their standard of care is to kill you. And if you understand that, you'll be prepared. And we can dive into that as far as how to be prepared a bit, John. But do you have any questions first?
No, I do want to just say one thing, because again, you know, talking about how far ahead of this, when I'm going to read just a little excerpt from my book in 2006, all right, Fighting the Next American Revolution. And when I put this thing out again recently, I left it exactly as it was, because I mean, I'm a much better writer now. I could have tweaked it and polished it, but I didn't. I wanted to leave it exactly as it was almost 20 years ago, so it doesn't look like I've edited or changed anything. But let me just read this. Remember, this is 2006. Now we see a push in this country for more and more government involvement in everyday lives of Americans. The most recent push comes in the form of federal health care system. While the Bleeding Heart Media hypes up stories about Aunt Mary's health care costs, they offer as the only solution a federal health care system, right? All right, and that's what Obamacare ended up being. And then I read a book that said the Warren Court and his critics, the Chief Warren was back with separation of church and state in the 60s. It says this: I found that 50 years ago, one congressman attacked Supreme Court Justice Earl Warren, saying he advocated socialized medicine in California, and this is the first step communists use in organizing a totalitarian state. So, I mean, this was before Obamacare. This was before, and it was like, wait a minute, here we go. I mean, this is communism, and if they take over your health care, not only can they control you, but they can kill you, and that's what you're bringing out today.
Well, you had the wisdom to see this. You know, my old paradigm was that, you know, once I'm 65, I can get on, you know, Medicare, you know, free health insurance. I've paid my dues. Well, my wife and I are not going on that. So you'd think about the paradigm of most people listening. You recommend they do X, Y, or Z for their healthcare, and the first thing they want to know, well, will my insurance cover it? And that paradigm has to change if you understand what I'm saying. It's critical to change your belief relative to what's going on. If you understand what John said all the way back to 2006, I'm bringing it current. You know, I'm making it live for you with what's literally going on. And if you change your belief, you can survive this. But if you don't change your belief, you know, Robert Scott Bell has said the worst thing that you can have is good health insurance, because they're all in on this. The health insurance companies are in bed with the government. And of course, then they control the hospitals. They're all in bed on this agenda. And it's not about cost cutting. Cost cutting is the facade that they have over this. Just like any business, we have to cut costs. Well, that's not what's going on. Think about how easy it is to prove that it's not about cutting costs. We have a fiat currency. Just process that. If all of us started today and said, we're not paying our taxes anymore, would anything get shut down? Nothing would get shut down, because the whole tax system is simply a disguise to make us be obedient to their agenda. Mm-hmm. So I wish I could get inside of every person that's listening and I'm only newly awake, John. You know, that's why I'm so excited about this. I mean, you've been awake for a long time. Can I give a couple of nuggets to help people prepare?
Go right ahead.
All right. So what I want to start with, the most important thing is changing your belief relative to going into a hospital, nursing home, or hospice care. And if you're not convinced of that, I had Ron Panzer on my podcast. My podcast is called Deprogramming with Grace's Dad. He's been in this for three decades before he showed the connection with how hospice care started out as something really a good thing. And then the government took it over, and now it's a license to murder. Anyway, if you're not convinced by John and I, dig into that podcast, and Ron Panzer connects all the dots. But to get ready for a hospital or a nursing home or a hospice center, you have to start with a power of attorney that understands your wishes and has a strong personality. So this is not, you know, the legal document of a power of attorney. There's no document that can protect you, but you've got to have that power of attorney that can stand up to the doctors and nurses when you can't. And then what are your rights? The key rights that you have in any of these settings is you can fire your doctor. Number two is informed consent. And it is critical that you lay the groundwork for informed consent. Do not let anything happen to yourself or the loved one that you are power of attorney for without them explaining every single pro, con, alternative, and then take time to do the research after they explain it. You don't have to make snap decisions. You know, I talked with somebody who was awake last week, and she said, I said, what happens if you go into hospital? Well, you know, I just start, you know, the doctor can do this. You basically turn over your rights to the doctor because you think they're following the Hippocratic Oath. Well, they're not following the Hippocratic Oath. So, you know, the power of attorney document, the a medical directives document that spells this out, but then know your rights. Informed consent, you can fire your doctor. So those are the biggies that you can use to be prepared.
Yeah, very, very good information. And again, I'd ask people to, if you're worried about medical issues, follow Scott's podcast. About 20 seconds left. Scott, tell the people where they can find you and your podcast.
So everything is at ouramazinggrace.net. There's a tab called Deprogramming with Grace's Dad. The things I just talked about with the medical, there's a medical, you see it, hospital rescues. So right on the bottom row, far the furthest one to the right, hospital rescues. All the forms I talked about are there. And there's a hospital rescue hotline.
Amen. God bless you, brother. Appreciate the hard work. Everybody else, we'll see you tomorrow. God bless.